20th episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. Having gotten over his sentimental interlude, Bill Reed, the young superintendent of the Green Valley Railroad, is off to a new start. Once more, business is humming. For the time being, the opposition road has given up its policy of interference and is letting things alone. But Superintendent Reed still has his troubles. The day for the big mortgage payment is drawing near. As our scene opens, we find Cary Graham busy at the typewriter in the superintendent's office.
All right, Brennan, I'll see you later, then.
Well, 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 here we are back on the job again, huh?
Good morning, Mr. Reed.
What? What did you say?
I said good morning.
Sure, I know, but where do you get this Mr. Reed stuff?
Oh, well, perhaps I'd better explain.
Huh?
You see, after all, I'm working here as your subordinate. It was really awfully nice of you to be so friendly, but somehow too much familiarity in business doesn't pay.
Oh, so that's it. Well, if you think I'm going to call you Miss Graham, you're mistaken.
Just as you please.
Going to start building fences, huh? I suppose I do deserve that for making such a sap of myself the other day.
Oh, please don't make it any harder for me. Can't we be just, well, just impersonal? In office hours, at any rate.
I see. Yes, certainly. Evidently, you haven't a very good opinion of me.
Oh, it isn't that. It's really awfully hard to explain. You'll probably think I'm just being snippy and opinionated.
No, no, I won't. Go ahead. Let's have it.
All right. It's like this. You've got a very big job here, haven't you?
A tough job, yes, if that's what you mean.
Exactly. You've taken over the superintendency of the Green Valley Line, and so far you've done wonders. Oh, dear, it's awfully hard to tell you.
Hold on, I get the idea. You think I may blow up before I get through putting the road on its feet?
Yes, it's something like that.
I see. Well, that's no news to me. I'm quite aware that you think more of the Green Valley Railroad than you do of me.
And why shouldn't I?
Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you? Why... Yes, well, why shouldn't you?
There you are, you see. You've never even figured that out. Oh, what's the use? I don't want to start treating...
Now, wait a minute. You may be right. I don't quite get what you mean, but there may be something in it.
I'm sure there is. It's the biggest thing in life.
I guess I'm a little dumb. I don't see your argument. Let's start at the beginning. This is all because I flew off the handle the other day and told you that if you went away, I would throw up this job.
Yes, that started it.
All right. Then you figured out what it would mean to the future of the Green Valley Line, and you got scared. That's right, isn't it?
Well, not quite. I did feel concerned about the Green Valley, of course. But the thought of you quitting your job frightened me to death.
What? Then you were thinking more about me than the railroad business.
At the moment, yes.
Well, that's something.
Don't you see? By the work you've done here, you've already proved that you have plenty of ability.
So what?
Only ability and character are two different things.
Oh, I see.
And don't you see that by a sort of destiny, you were given this job. If you go through with it, you'll make a name. If you throw it up halfway, just because I or... Well, just on account of a girl, you'll be a joke. And to be brutally candid, I'm not interested in that sort of a joke.
You've got a pretty high standard for a man, haven't you?
I'll say I have.
Well, thanks for the little lecture. I guess it was needed.
Did you get the head office payroll worked out? Thompson was asking for it.
Yes, here's the rough draft on the changes. Better get it copied right away.
Oh!
So what now?
Oh, you've made a mistake in my salary. You've got $25 too much.
Mistake? Nothing. Your folks have gone east, and you're living at the hotel, but you'll need it. Don't you know a raise when you see it, lady?
Oh, thanks, Bill. Mr. Reed.
Hey, just a minute now. All you've just been saying is true enough, I guess. I can take it, all right. You won't have to worry about me again. But I have got a weakness for being called Bill. So how about it?
All right, Bill.
Fine. And another thing. I know I've been an awful sap flying off the handle that day and telling you how I felt about you. But I'm going to drop the subject.
Oh, I didn't...
I said I was going to drop it, but only for the present. If and when we get this old Green Valley Line straightened out, I'm going to take it up again. How's that, Cary?
All right with me, Bill.
but not in office hours.
Fine. Well, that's settled then. Better hurry up to that payroll. We've got a new schedule to draft.
All right. Oh, there's a wire for you. It's rather important.
Huh? Oh, yes. Let's see it. Aha, it's from Williams and Mead, father's attorneys in New York.
Oh, gracious, more trouble.
No, the same old story. It's about the mortgage. They want to know if we'll be ready with the payments. They're due in 2 weeks' time.
How do we stand, Bill?
Oh, not so good. We're about $70,000 shy of meeting that $150,000.
But what will we do?
Oh, I don't know. We've got 2 weeks. Our earnings are mounting up, of course.
And so are the expenses.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have to go out to the banks again and see what I can do. It's going to be tough. The wire says that Mead will be here on the 15th. That's the due date.
But $70,000 seems a small amount to wreck a thriving railroad.
$70,000 cash is a lot of money. Hey, I wonder what's happened to Uncle Mary. He was going to drop over.
He's probably over town playing pool with Abe Meadows.
Yes, he gets a great kick out of the Morristown people. Knows everybody. You know, he's a great mixer.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. He went to Blackwell yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah. Well,
to attend that trial of the man that was in the kidnapping. What did they do to him?
Oh, he got off.
What?
Sure, they let him off. You see, Uncle Merrick defended him.
What? The man that was in the kidnapping?
That's right. The jury was pretty hostile, but by the time Uncle got through talking, they were about ready to award this bird damages.
Oh, how splendid. are you going to talk to him about finances?
Yes. Yes, I am. He may have an idea or two.
He's quite wealthy, isn't he?
Yes. Why?
Well, I suppose it's mercenary of me, but I wonder if he'd help out himself.
Gosh, he could afford it all right. But after all he's done for us, I've not got the face to ask him.
No, you could hardly do that.
Mm-mm.
Well, sure, sure he is.
Oh,
good morning, Judge Merrick. Good morning.
Well, how'd the pool game come out, Uncle?
No, not pool this time.
No?
No. Abe and I have just had a little argument about fishing.
Abe's quite a fisherman, they say.
Yes, if you call a man a fisherman who uses a worm. Personally, I prefer fly fishing. Suits my idea of sport better. Well, what's new, Bill?
Not much, Uncle. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have a little chat with you.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Carrie.
Oh, yes, all right, I'm going. I'll be in the archer's office if you want me.
Oh, all right, fine.
What's in your mind, Bill? Worrying about that mortgage payment?
Yes, just a little, Uncle.
I see. Tell me, supposing you get over this payment, what are your plans for the future?
Really, Uncle, it's a very funny position. With Pop Harkness laid up and with Graham gone, there's just myself for it.
What about the directors?
Oh, you know how it is. There's Abe Meadows on the board and old Doc Henderson, men of that type.
Mm.
They're fine people, but they've never done anything but attend meetings and listen to reports.
So it's up to you, eh?
Yes, for some time at least.
Yeah, that's quite a serious position for a youngster, Bill.
I realize that, sir.
All right, then. Now, supposing you get by this fall, what profits can you make, say, next year, as you're running now?
As we run now, we should clear from 250 to 300,000, sure.
Mm. Can you back that up with figures from present earnings?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you started to run a little fast freight, haven't you, lately?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to get that business?
Mostly on our shorter line through the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We have the competing roads beaten by an hour, at the least.
I see. What chances are for expansion and bigger revenue?
Oh, quite a bit, Uncle. We can get a lot of more freight if we go after it.
I see. How about passenger trains?
Well, that's different. We've only 240 miles of main line. Our traffic is only local.
Mm. Any chance of tying up with other roads for through passenger and freight business?
In a way, yes. We have two other short lines like ourselves. The Midwest Pacific to the coast and the S&M to the east. They're both good roads, well equipped.
Mm.
And the Green Valley is the link that should give them through connections.
Now you're talking, Bill.
That's pretty big stuff, though, Uncle. I can't go with my hat in my hand to these roads and propose a hookup.
No.
They'd only get a laugh out of it. Besides, I'm very busy here.
Now this begins to sound interesting to me, Bill. I'm just in the act of changing my mind.
Oh, meaning what?
Well, meaning that instead of going back to New York, I'm going to head west.
Oh.
That is after I attend the director's meeting here this afternoon.
Well, what meeting?
Oh, meeting you're going to call. An emergency meeting to consider the question of appointing me director on the Green Valley Board.
Uncle, you mean that?
Provisionally, yes.
Oh, I see. I thought there was a catch in it.
By that, I mean I'm going to check up on your prospects. Better put aside routine work. Phone around, get your directives. Then you jump into statements and estimates. I want to take them along with me.
Estimates? You mean...
I mean new equipment. You'll need quite a bit, won't you?
Well, yes. Freight and passenger engine, rolling stock. Sure, quite a bit.
Have you ever figured on the equipment you'll need?
Why, yes, roughly.
You'd better get to work then. Put it all on paper and have it right. costs particularly, because I'm going to check your figures with outside experts.
If it's a fair question, Uncle, what have you got in mind?
Well, first I want to find out if it's a practical thing to consider making a real modern railroad out of this Green Valley Line.
You'll find it's practical, all right.
Yes, then I'm going to have a talk to these other companies. See how they feel about tying in with us on through business. Chicago, the Pacific Coast.
Gosh, Uncle, I guess I'll wake up in a minute. But there's only one thing that bothers me.
What's that?
I do hate to mention it, too. But where's all the money coming from for all that equipment?
How much money?
Well, say $1 million to $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm, yes. If you're correct about the earning capacity of this railroad, I'll undertake to raise that money, Bill.
Why, that's great, Uncle. It's going to put this road on the map. And I was worrying my head off about a paltry $70,000.
Yes, you still have to worry about that, Bill.
What? I don't quite understand.
Why, you see, if you don't rustle up that $70,000, you'll lose the Green Valley Road. And then all these plans of mine, of course, will be fruitless.
But I thought perhaps you could arrange that.
No, that's your funeral, Bill. When is it due?
In 14 days' time.
Mm-hmm.
Meade is coming off from New York to collect. Mm-hmm. Or failing the payment, I guess he's coming to arrange the transfer to the CKMW.
Yes, Meade's a pretty hard-headed lawyer, my boy. You better have that money ready.
But where am I going to get $70,000? There isn't a chance in the world. I've tried everything.
Oh, nothing's impossible, my boy. I'll be in San Francisco about that time. Yes, wire and let me know how you come out. Now, I must go. Better get hold of those directors.
All right. Jumping Caesar. Where in blazes am I going to get $70,000? Does he think money grows on trees or something?
A strange and puzzling situation. $70,000 to find in 2 weeks. We've seen our friend Bill in some tough spots, but this is the toughest of all. Tune in for episode 21 in The Green Valley Line.